Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 7:23 and we continue to cover some of the serious stories, that not being one of them. And of course, we're trying to figure out the Iranian-US-Israel triangle. What is really happening here? Can Israel follow this? Is Israel playing a role? What is the latest on the ground? Professor Eitan Gilboa from the Center of International Communications. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm fine. Thank you.
It's very difficult to understand what really is happening here, considering the what seems to be a constant change in direction.
Yes, I agree. And this morning we heard a report published in the New York Times saying that Israel was planning a military attack on Iran's nuclear infrastructure, and that President Trump blocked that plan. As far as U.S.-Israel relations on Iran, I see two gaps.
Mm-hmm.
One is about the talks. Trump wants the talks. He wants them to succeed and in an agreement. Israel or Netanyahu does not believe in talks. He thinks that they are going to fail, or that if they yield an agreement, it would be as bad as the one Obama signed with Iran back 10 years ago. So this is one gap. The second gap is about military operations. Netanyahu would like the United States to do much of that military operation on Iran's nuclear infrastructure, but Trump said just a few days ago, he said he would, that if the talks failed, then Israel would do much of the military operation. So we see here two gaps. This Saturday, the talks between the United States and Iran will resume in Rome with Witkoff, Trump's special emissary for negotiations and conflict resolution, and we'll see whether or not the two sides are going to make progress. In scholarly terms, we call these initial negotiations as negotiations over the negotiations. These meetings are designed to find out whether or not the two sides agree on goals, the goals of the negotiations, who is going to represent the sides, where it's going to take place. We now see that they will be held. The first initial meeting was held in Oman, the second one in Rome. The question is going also to be on a mediator. Trump insisted on direct negotiations. This happened somewhat in the initial meeting because Stephen Witkoff met and talked directly to Akachi, the foreign minister of Iran. But Oman was there and mediating, and Oman is supposed to be also in Rome. So I have questions about the notion of direct negotiations. So right now the two sides are only trying to find out whether or not they can agree on technical matters of those negotiations. I believe that the second round is going to be successful. But then the question is going to be about positions and interests and timetable, because Iran is known for using or exploiting negotiations to simply to earn time. They're not really interested.
Yes, while they perfect their weapons.
That's right. They are not interested in an agreement. They don't want any restrictions on their nuclear infrastructure. they are concerned about Trump's threats to use force, because this is the first time the United States is making or is developing a viable military operation. Trump assembled an impressive military force in the region, and he's threatening Iran and saying, okay, if negotiations are not going to succeed, I'm going to attack you. I'm going to bomb you. This is the first time that that happened, that it is happening. So Trump is not interested in war. He does not want to attack Iran. He assembled that military force simply to force Iran to come to the table. And so far, those threats have been successful because Iran came to the table. The question is going to be whether or not Trump would allow Iran to play that game of just saving time. I think he's impatient with slow processes and meager results. He wants to see a fast moving process that would end with an agreement. He said so several times, and so we see here a major gap between the Iranian style of negotiations and interests and the American style and interests. So I'm wondering to what extent these two opposing approaches are going to collide in a way that would prevent the achievement of an agreement.
It's certainly a story that will keep changing over the next few days. That is where we do need to leave it. Professor Eitan Gilboa, thank you. As always, he's from the Center for International Communications, bringing us the latest on the U.S. and Israel diplomatic dilemma around Iran. It is 7:31.